Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome in. A very happy Wednesday to you. It is Game Time Decisions here on the Sports Grid Network. I'm Joe Ranieri, and now that we have gotten past the one final NFL game of the year, we have a little bit of a reprieve here as the NBA is nearing the All-Star break, but not before we get a whole lot of NBA action between now and tomorrow here, as a lot of teams and their players who will not be partaking in the All-Star festivities this weekend, well, they'll be either on a cruise or in Cabo or somewhere halfway around the world taking a break. And of course, so will betting on the NBA. And the NHL, well, there won't be any All-Star game this year, but there will be the old Four Nations face-off break, which begins tonight here. So thank goodness for college hoops, as that will absolutely dominate the airwaves here over the weekend. As tonight, well, we got 44 games across a whole bunch of different conferences, and it's getting ready to kick off here just in the bottom of the hour as, well, Villanova actually and St. John's are getting ready to tip here in just a couple of minutes, and then we'll have at the bottom of the hour Rutgers taking on Iowa for a couple of the big name programs. And then we've got a whole lot else going on here tonight, especially, like we said, in the NBA, where it doesn't happen often, but boy, oh boy, as they try to cram in before all of the before the break here, we got every NBA team, I believe, in action at some point here tonight. And that will begin at the top of next hour, when you have teams like the San Antonio Spurs taking on the Boston Celtics. That should be a good one in Boston, Massachusetts, TD Garden, as the Celtics holding strong is about an 8.5-point favorite. The total getting a little bit of love to the over there, 234.5. Can the Celtics finally do something that, I don't know, seems to have been a losing proposition all season long, which was bet them against the number in their own building? They have been one of the worst ATS teams to back. They're always a favorite. It's usually always close to double digits, and they almost always never cover. They don't often lose, but boy, oh boy, they are so overvalued in the marketplace. It makes covering those numbers a little bit difficult. The new look Spurs, do they have what it takes to handle business tonight in the Garden? We will find out. And speaking of Garden, how about Madison Square Garden? That'll be the site of the New York Knicks getting ready to take on the Atlanta Hawks here tonight. And the Hawks just seem like an absolute mess. And the Knicks are still dealing with some injury concerns there with Anunoby, Josh Hart. Both these guys continue to be listed as either questionable or certainly on the injury report. It would be great if those guys could go here tonight. Either way, it's the total once again that seems to be getting a whole lot of love in the marketplace. And who can blame folks for betting the over in a Knicks-Hawks game? We know Atlanta's not going to bring a ton of defense to the table. And one of the Knicks' best defenders there in Anunoby, again, still hurt with that ankle injury a couple of days ago. So we'll see if either of those guys can deliver a win here at the Garden against the Atlanta Hawk. The good news is, if you're having trouble sleeping tonight, well, the Hornets and Magic are getting ready to take center stage. That's coming up at the top of the hour. I would be shocked if this total does not close under 200 points because neither of these two teams have any offense to speak of. And that's a problem given the fact that they're in Orlando and the Magic certainly play much better defense at home than they seem to have played any place else. You know you're bad when the Magic are laying 12 and a half in a game that's lined right around 200 points if you're lucky. I would not expect a very high-scoring affair in that one. The Pacers and Wizards should be interesting. Pacers coming off a tough loss last night. They'll try to bounce back here against the Washington Wizards. Like most teams usually do, they will be in Washington, D.C. for this one. Wizards are catching double digits at home, but that total, again, in the 240 range. And your guess is as good as mine is what you're going to get from the Sixers here tonight. You didn't get much last night, which is exactly why they ended up losing to the Toronto Raptors. Now they're taking on the feisty Brooklyn Nets, and they sit a comfortable, the 76ers, a real comfortable 13 games under 500. And when you look at the payroll and how much money they have spent to put together this team, you got to wonder, thank goodness the Eagles ended up being world champions because it might be a hot minute before the 76ers are even remotely close to being world champions here. It is not looking good with the Sixers. I'm not quite sure that they get by the Nets here tonight now on a second of a back-to-back. And speaking of a little bit of revenge tonight, the fun stuff happens right around the 8 o'clock time frame when the tip between game two of the Pistons and the Bulls will take center stage. This time it'll be in Chicago. You may recall just 24 hours ago, the Bulls decided not to show up for that game against the Pistons. And when I see the halftime score at 71-29, yeah, something went terribly wrong for the Chicago Bulls last night. And when you miss your first 20 three-point attempts, well, that will pretty much do it as the Pistons rolled last night. But if you follow the NBA, you know this is usually a pretty decent spot to back the team that got embarrassed 24 hours ago. And the Bulls are catching 6.5. They will be at home, and I doubt very much they will miss their first 20 three-point attempts tonight in this game. Wouldn't be a bad look to back the Chicago Bulls. And then, of course, it's never a bad look to look at the Oklahoma City Thunder sitting a comfortable 43-9 as one of the best teams, if not the best team in the NBA. And I doubt very much that this version of the Miami Heat showing up tonight in Oklahoma City will have anything to deter them from, well, getting really close to that 50-win mark sooner rather than later, as the Heat are catching now 13.5, 14 points. It really doesn't make a difference. And quite honestly, it has nothing to do with Jimmy Butler not being with the team, because quite honestly, they weren't any good even when he was there and being suspended. The Thunder should have no problem rolling tonight. And of course, everyone's going to be looking forward to a couple of interesting games late night on the slate. And it's all going to culminate, of course, the Warriors and the Mavericks. Speaking of Jimmy Butler, well, the Warriors will take on Dallas, who is still trying to figure out exactly why it was they trade Luka Doncic for Anthony Davis again. Yeah, well, one of those guys is actually in a uniform playing tonight. The other, shocker, is hurt here. And the Warriors are going to try to take advantage of it with this new look lineup. Can they make a run here? It's got to begin in Dallas tonight. They are laying 6.5 points against the Mavs. And then Memphis will close it out on the road against the Clippers. And Memphis has been really good in this spot this year on the second of a back-to-back. They haven't lost one yet. Well, they lose this one tonight against the Clips. They're getting a whole lot of points. We'll talk more about this entire lineup here. And we'll look at some of these big games in college basketball.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
As Game Time Decisions continues on this Wednesday on the Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in. Game Time Decisions here on the Sports Grid Network. I'm Joe Ranieri on this Wednesday, the first Wednesday after, of course, the end of the NFL season. As congrats once again to the Philadelphia Eagles and those of you that had them on the money line or even took the lousy point there against Kansas City Chiefs. That was maybe one of the most no-sweat rocking chair victories that you will have had all season long, as it quite honestly was never in doubt. But now our attention will shift over to March Madness and college basketball. We've got plenty of games here tonight that we're going to keep an eye on. In fact, 44 games on the slate here tonight. We've got one underway of importance right now with the Johnnies. St. John's on the road, taking Villanova on in Philly. And Villanova holding strong here against the Johnnies right now, as that is a 15-13 game, as they're about 6 minutes into the first half here. And, of course, the Johnnies have been nothing short of outstanding so far. Rick Pitino has this team believing that they are certainly capable of getting it done. In the meantime, Villanova, they are going to try and do their best here with Eric Dixon and Wugo Poplar there to try and get it done against a top 10 team, what I think could very well be one of the better teams here in the country. But the Johnnies and Villanova going at it right now. They are 11-3 straight up at home, Villanova. They're only 6-7 against the number in conference play. And the Johnnies, well, they've got really one of the best defensive teams, not only in the Big East, but in the country here. So where are the points going to come from is always my big question. We did see this at the end of January, by the way, this matchup. It didn't work out all that well for Villanova, who only managed 41 points in that game. But that was on the road. They are much better at home. We'll see if the Villanova offense can get it going here tonight against the Red Storm. That is one game we're certainly going to be keeping our eyes on. And I had mentioned coming up here at the bottom of the hour, all eyes going to be on the Rack or Dunkin' Donuts, or I don't even know what they call it anymore here, but Rutgers taking on Iowa. Iowa has lost 6 of their last 7 games. And just lost to Wisconsin, 74-63. They were a 5.5-point home dog in that game, and it wasn't even close here. Meanwhile, you've got a Rutgers team who's sitting at 500 on the year. They have also lost 4 of their last 6, and they just came up short against Maryland, 90-81. But somehow or another, stayed within the number as they were a big road dog against Maryland. They did see this game open up right around 6.5 points there. There was some buyback for Iowa here, but it does look like this closed right around the 5.5 mark. So it has been back and forth all day. That game is coming up here at the bottom. Iowa is a team that, well, we know is not going to play any defense, but they can certainly score some points here. And in the meantime, you've got a two-headed monster with Rutgers, when healthy, and Dylan Harper leading the charge. Rutgers is capable of beating anybody. The problem is they've rarely had their full team and their full complement available to them because of these injuries. Bailey is another guy too that is going to be getting his name called there once the NBA draft comes around. But if you can't keep him on the court, then you've got yourself an issue. And Rutgers should be much better than the 12-12 record that they have. But that's a big number for a 500 team to be laying against an Iowa team who, let's face it, can drop 80, 90 points on you. The problem is they're just not going to stop you from scoring. So wouldn't hate the overlook in this one either. Coming up, we'll have our good friend Kenny White, bottom of the hour. He'll stop by. He's got a couple of thoughts on a few of these big games coming up here tonight in college basketball. Off a night in which we saw last night, which was unbelievable in college hoops. So far, the idea that just because you're at home in the SEC means that you're going to win a game. You had it at work out for Mississippi State last night as Florida came in and absolutely bulldozed them just a couple of days after they bulldozed what was supposed to be the number one team in the country, and that being the Auburn Tigers, who ended up pulling out a victory last night against Vanderbilt in what was a pretty close game right up until about the last 5 or 6 minutes. But Florida quietly, call me crazy, Florida is a contender for the national championship, and I guess we should not be sticking a fork just yet in the current two-time champion. That would be the UConn Huskies, who a lot of people didn't think were going to be able to do anything against Creighton, especially in Nebraska last night, except nobody told UConn that as they went into Creighton and did something very few teams have been able to do, and that is beat them. And they did. McNeely was over the top last night for UConn. You got to love Bobby Hurley. The champs are the champs until somebody takes them down here, but a much-needed victory for UConn. They get it on the road. Could they, too, be in contention to make a run when it's all said and done for a third championship in a row? Kind of unprecedented here, but a lot of college basketball left to be played. We've got much more to break down for you as well, including some late odds movements here in the NBA and the association will get you caught up with. As every NBA team on the slate here tonight, we're going to break all those games down for you as Game Time Decisions continues on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in Game Time Decisions here on the Sports Grid Network. I'm Joe Ranieri. Appreciate you stopping by as we got a big night on the hardwood. And again, it is kind of the calm before, the storm being the second half of the season for both the NBA and the NHL. And when I say second half of the season, it's certainly the seasons aren't cut in half at this point. But we are going to get a break this weekend from the NBA, which is why we have a loaded slate here tonight with every team in action. We will have a handful of games tomorrow, and then, of course, the NBA will take a break for All-Star Weekend. And then when every play resumes, of course, next week, it's going to be a big push to the playoffs. And then, of course, we'll be looking to crown a champion in the association. But before we get to that point, we got a whole lot of games happening here tonight. And don't forget, of course, the NHL is on its break. Not an All-Star game this year, but we do have the unique Nations Face-Off, which is taking center stage. Sweden and Canada are going to drop the puck here, 8 o'clock Eastern time. Tonight, of course, USA and Canada, along with Finland, will make up your four nations face-off. Who will win it? What should we look forward to in that? We'll talk to our good friend George Kurtz coming up in about 20 minutes or so, get his thoughts on this tournament. And is he really going to miss the All-Star game for the NHL? Interesting, but still a whole lot to be decided on the ice here. So looking forward to talking to George about that. But in the meantime, what are we going to get from the association in this loaded slate here tonight? And what are we going to get from, and this is inevitable, which I would caution people, is that careful betting the NBA in this kind of spot every year before the All-Star break, because there are no doubt some teams and some players and some guys that have already checked out and are already on that plane to Cabo or on that cruise and playing basketball, not exactly one of the biggest priorities, especially if, you know, well, you're not an All-Star. And you've got a lot of teams in action that fit that criteria coming up here tonight, including the Hornets and the Magic up at the top of the hour. The Wizards, also not exactly a team that you can count on delivering on a night-in and night-out basis. So be careful when that comes. I'm looking forward to the Spurs and the Celtics. That's the game at the TD Garden that's going to take center stage. And I had mentioned, listen, the Celtics have not been a team worth backing at home, laying big numbers. They have been burning money for those thinking that the Celtics are just going to run over everybody they play. The market has them so overvalued, and it shows. While they have even lost more games at home as a big favorite than we have seen in recent memory, but they're also not covering these crazy numbers here. And you look tonight at the San Antonio Spurs, who have their brand new looking team, young, but with De'Aaron Fox there, they will showcase that new Wembanyama De'Aaron Fox 1-2 punch here tonight. And they're going to have to go into Boston, and they're going to have to show that it was a move worth making. Will they or won't they go in there and do what some other teams have been able to do, and that is take the Celtics to the limit at home? Now, Boston has won 6 of its last 7 games overall, but it has lost 3 of its last 4 at home. And they are just 16-10 straight up at home this year. That is not what we are used to seeing from the Celtics. And in those 26 games, you'd be hard-pressed to find a situation in which the Celtics were not huge favorites in those games. And they opened up a pretty big favorite in this game, but it does look like the market is starting to catch on and going, not buying it here. Well, they'll have Wembanyama, they'll have De'Aaron Fox. You've got Wembanyama averaging, what, 25 a game? Fox is averaging about 21 himself. And that's in 4 games for the Spurs since he was acquired from the Sacramento Kings in that 3-team trade back on February the 3rd. I think we're going to get some points in this one. I do think maybe a little less defense tonight, a lot more let it fly. I would expect a ton of points. The over is where I'm looking at this one, 233.5. We'll have more from the association, plus plenty of college, when Game Time Decisions continues on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in Game Time Decisions here on the Sports Grid Network as we get ready for plenty of action on the hardwood here. Certainly college basketball is what we have all weekend long, as the NBA has a couple of more nights and then they'll take a little break for the All-Star weekend. We've got the NHL taking their own little reprieve, but college basketball never sleeps this time of year, both the men and the women, and there is nobody better to talk both with than our good friend Kenny White in the house, stepping in tonight. Kenny, on this Wednesday, in which a loaded slate. I mean, last night's college card was crazy, but we got a lot of women's hoops. We got, obviously, plenty of men's action, and we got one coming up top of the hour. And of all the games to pick, Kenny, the fact that you're coming on here with Niagara taking on Canisius, I would expect nothing less than, you know, the thing is, even when you bet Canisius or Niagara, the money is still the same, Kenny. It's really wild like that. So tell me who I'm betting in this game tonight.
It is, Joe. The money is the same. It doesn't matter what sport you bet. As long as you pick winners, you still get those Benjamins back if you win the game. So, you know, this is one of those, you know, areas of the country that there's, you know, four or five universities within 20 miles of each other, and they're all major rivals. They're all recruiting against each other. A lot of these kids went to high school together, and these are the biggest games of the year, just like the Big Five in Philadelphia, and I got to play in that game tonight. I took LaSalle, but that number went down. You got to know how far these teams are apart. These teams are 21 miles apart. That's it. And if you don't have a lot of fans, you're the other team's going to travel, and you have zero home court. So if anybody gave Niagara anything worth home court, they're crazy, because it's a 21-mile bus drive. Your fans are going to go to the game. There'll be as many fans for Canisius there as Niagara. And they're huge rivals. They hate each other. In the first game they played this year, Niagara won 64-63 at Canisius. That's what type of game I think we're going to get in this one. It's going to be a close game, down to the wire. Niagara's 4-8 in the conference, 11th. Canisius is 2-10. They're below them looking up, but it doesn't matter. You throw out all the numbers, and anybody bet Niagara's crazy because they're a bad team. Laying points with a bad team is not a good idea. I'd much rather be on the dog in this case. I think Canisius got a chance to win the game straight up.
Yeah, well, listen, expecting bad teams to do good things, Kenny, is never a great strategy, especially in college hoops. I'm with you. That is a monster number here to be laying with the Purple Eagles of Niagara. I'm with you on the Golden Griffins getting the points. Now, let's head to the Big 12, Kenny. I don't know if you're just sucking up here or if you actually mean it in this next game. So the Oklahoma State Cowboys, my Oklahoma State team, on the road to TCU, who, let's face it, has not been very good this year with Jamie Dixon, doesn't have the same quality of players that he's had in years past. But, I mean, the Lutz era in Oklahoma State is underway. It's going to take him a couple of recruiting seasons, but what do you think? They're getting, what, five and a half points on the road against TCU. What do you like in this one?
Yeah, you know, yeah, I'm not kissing up to the host on this one, Joe. I you know, I'm playing it because I like it. I want to win some money tonight on this game. And, you know, the one thing, I use revenge factor a lot. And the last time these two teams played was in Stillwater, and TCU got the W there. Now, obviously, Steve Lutz wasn't the head coach. But I always say, you know, why I use this revenge factor is, you know, they watch film. They watch the game film. Oklahoma State had to watch this film for a couple of days of TCU beating their butts at home just to figure out what kind of offense they run. You know what? I don't think TCU watched the film of Oak State because this is Steve Lutz. They probably watched Western Kentucky from last year. They didn't even watch the game. But if they did, they said, oh, we beat these guys up there. They are ahead of them in the standings. But you're right. ATS records are not good for either coach right now. Lutz 9-14, but Jamie Dixon 7-15. New coaches, they do take time to get their teams to start to come around, and those kids start to believe in what they're teaching. I like what I've seen out of the Cowboys the last two wins. They were both at home, but they beat Utah pretty handily, and then they beat Arizona State pretty handily. So this is their weakest road game in a month and a half. I think they're up for the task. I think they keep it close. I think they have a shot to win as well. It's another live dog.
I love the live dog look in this one. Yeah, I mean, they handled business at home against Arizona State. I thought that was pretty good. I thought they hung with Houston on the road. They showed me a little something there, Kenny, as well. So, listen, I love Lutz. I love the hire. I think Oklahoma State is going to be a team that you're going to look to bet on at certain points here the rest of the way. You have another one interesting game here tonight with Southern Illinois taking on the Bradley Braves. And while Bradley is 17-6 on the season, this is another one of those teams, Kenny, where you're burning money against the number. They're usually overvalued, and they're laying, what, eight and a half in this one here tonight? What are we doing?
Yeah, this is a ridiculous number. This is another really live dog that can win straight up, Southern Illinois. You know, again, a new coach, Scott Nagy, comes in here at Southern Illinois. Now, those that don't know Scott Nagy, you know, you hear about the South Dakota State program and how good it is over the years. T.J. Otzenberger was a head coach there for 3 or 4 years. He followed in the footsteps, but the architect of that program was Scott Nagy. back in about 1995 to 2010, Nagy was the head coach there, and they dominated at South Dakota State. He then went to Wright State, and in 8 years, he never had a losing season, took several teams to the NCAA tournament. This guy flat out knows how to coach college basketball. Southern Illinois started the season really slow, trying to figure out his program and how he wanted them to play. 0-5, they started in the conference, Joe. Their first conference game, Bradley blew them out by 23. Since that time, Southern Illinois is 7-2 in the conference. Their last nine games, there's nobody hotter in the conference than this basketball team right now. This is an in-state rivalry game, a revenge game. You lost by 23 on your home court? Oh, my God, they're going to be up for this game. I think they can win this game straight up, Joe.
Yeah, I'm with you here. Scott Nagy is a guy that has these kids believing right now, and what a difference a couple of months makes, because you're right. They were not the same team to start the year as they are right now. That is called quality coaching. All right, let's switch over to the women's side here. Kenny, you have been crushing it in women's college basketball, and you've got a game here tonight, which our good friend Kelly Stewart, I'm sure, is also going to be on. Why? Because it's Kansas State in action tonight, but that's a pretty big number. Are we laying it?
Yeah, you know, first I wanted to say, you know, CT didn't make the show tonight, Joe. I think they should change the name of that barn in Boston to the CT mm-hmm. Garden, because he's always mm-hmm. there. He's never on our show anymore because he's always watching the Celtics Correct. Play. So, you know, yes. Hey, there you go.
And they haven't K-State, won yet, by the way, Kenny.
They haven't
won. When he goes to those games. Yeah.
Just fade him. Just fade him when he's there. I know a couple of people in Vegas that when they go to the Golden Knights games, they have no shot to win. It's amazing. But anyway, yeah, Kansas State, Joe, is my seventh best team. I think they're the seventh best team in all of college basketball. Right now they're in third place in the Big 12, but only a game back of two teams that are tied for first, and they're off of a 30-point beatdown by your boys, your girls, the Cowboys. They crushed them, and Oklahoma State's women's team is very, very good. It was in Stillwater. So you're coming off that type of beating, and you lose by 30. Oh, my. You know this team's going to be ready tonight, chomping at the bit to get back out there. They're playing a Cincinnati team that's rather average, below average schedule. K-State, I think, dominates on both sides of the court.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in Game Time Decisions here on the Sports Grid Network. As we're off and running here tonight, college basketball underway. We got every team in the NBA getting ready to start as well. They've got one more day, and then it's the All-Star break. Big All-Star game coming up this weekend. There will be no such All-Star game in the NHL this year. They have opted instead to go with, I think, is a pretty cool thing here, is we've got the Four Nations face-off game one tonight, getting ready to take center stage with Sweden taking on Canada, and who better to talk some pucks with than our good friend George Kurtz in the house. And George, I'm all for it. I love mixing it up like this, because when you look at the rosters of the four nations involved in this, it's basically anybody who would have been on an all-star team anyway. So I love what we're seeing here for this tonight. Of course, Canada, the slight favorite over USA, followed by Sweden and Finland. Is it just one of those two going to win it, or is there a dark horse here that we should be looking at?
I mean, I think so. Sweden is a little underrated. All right, this is a good team, the Swedish team. They have a lot. By the way, they have a lot of top 10 draft picks that are in the NHL. I believe Sweden has more top 10 picks in the NHL than does Canada or USA, by the way. So keep that in mind. This is not a bad squad at all here. The difference for the team USA, in my mind, is goaltending. All right, Connor Hellebuyck, your starting goaltender. that really beats what these other three countries can do. Canada looks like it's going to be Binnington. It's Gustafsson for Sweden. Finland, we'll see what they're going to do. They really haven't announced it yet here. And that's the issue, right? They have so Team USA has better goaltending, which, let's face it, that's important. That being said, Joe, this is a weak tournament. You're playing four games, right? It's a round robin. You're playing the other teams, one each. That's three games, and then the finals. All right, and that's it. So anybody can get hot, right? We've seen that over and over again in the NHL. A hot goaltender for a week can win you a playoff series, even on a much lesser team. So if one of those goalies steps up, there we go. So it's hard to judge here. Now, what you said is true. I like this better than the All-Star game, sure, because the All-Star game in the NHL was like the Pro Bowl in the NFL. No one was hitting each other. No one wanted to get hurt. It was blah, blah. It was, you know, what are we doing? 3-on-3, 4-on-4. It was 18 goals a game. It didn't matter. And it wasn't any fun here. So I like this better. But keep in mind, no Russians. Alexander Ovechkin, who's chasing Gretzky's record, can't play, right? Kirill Kaprizov, one of the best players in the NHL. Nope, you can't play. Panarin, nope, you're not playing. The Russians aren't allowed here because of what's going on with the Ukrainian war. I don't know how it's their problem, what they can do about it. So I don't really like that. But, yes, I prefer it more than the NHL All-Star game.
Yeah, well, you got this one tonight with Canada taking on Sweden, the opening round here. Canada's the easy choice, but we're not going to run and bet 265, right? Lay 265 on this. Does the puck line interest you or the total in any way, shape, or form here?
Listen, I'm taking Team Sweden. I don't think Sweden is that far behind Canada or the USA. They might lose. Listen, Canada's a really good team, and they could easily win the tournament here. But also keep in mind, another way that's why it's so hard to judge this, these players don't play together, right? These players from all these different NHL teams, they've had a couple days practice, and we'll see what happens here. You're going to see a lot of line changes going. It was a different guy. Oh, this is working. This is not working. This sort of coordination effect here. So it's going to be a hodgepodge here. I'll take the plus money. I'll take the 2-1. You're going to give me 2-1? I'm going to take Team Sweden here. I'm actually toying with the idea of taking them on the goal line as well. It is -120. We were getting a much better price earlier today on that, by the way. But now it's -120 here. I don't think Canada's going to blow this team out. All right, I said Sweden is good. I have worries about Finland tomorrow because they're a banged up team. A lot of players who are going to play for them got hurt. On Monday, they only had 11 skaters that could skate healthy. So Finland's probably the one team I have the most concerns about. But Sweden, USA, Canada, they're all legit. Listen, it's the only thing I can bet tonight. I'm not an NBA guy, so I'm going to go on Sweden. I'm already on the over. You know, let's hope these goalies have a little struggle here. Some pucks go in the net here, and I am very likely to play Sweden getting the goal and a half on the goal line as well.
So what are your thoughts about Team USA and the chance of them running the table? I mean, they have the better goaltender as compared to I mean, on paper, is there a lot separating offensive defensively Canada from Team USA? It seems like the biggest difference is in goal, is it not?
Oh, I agree. I think that might be your only difference here. You can make an argument that Canada's defense and offense is better. I mean, when I say better, it's slightly better. But you can make that argument, sure. All right. So, yes. Team USA, by the way, remember, they lost what might have been their top defenseman, Quinn Hughes. All right, Vancouver Canucks. He's been out for a couple of games for Vancouver. He will not play in this tournament. All right. So that's a huge loss there. Don't get me wrong, their defensemen that they have left are really good themselves, but no one's Quinn Hughes. You talk about a top three defenseman in the NHL here, so that's a loss there. So that concerns me somewhat. That being said, I think USA takes care of Finland tomorrow. Finland's the one team in the tournament that I have the most concerns about. They're the one team, by the way, if Joe Ranieri tells you right now that Team Finland won this thing, shocked. Or at least very surprised. The one team I don't think can win this thing.
Right.
Canada, Sweden, USA can. So, yes, for these teams, you have to take care of Team Finland. And I forget how the tiebreakers are going to go here, but if it's goals, you may need to beat up on Finland. You may need to keep scoring goals here to get that goal differential in case all these teams have the same record going into the finals. Because, like I said, it's a round robin. You play each team three times, and that's it. 3 and 4 are playing for the bronze, and 1 and 2 are playing for the silver. That's it. That's all you're going to get here. So there are going to be some tiebreakers here, and goals are going to be them. Got to score.
Got to score, and score in a big way. So it might be worth throw a couple of bucks down there on the +155 for Team USA to get it done here. George, we've seen crazier things. But what do you think the look ahead for who's the favorite between USA and Canada when they eventually meet here?
I think, listen, I think it's USA. That's the goaltending. I think everything else pretty much evens out. The offense is about even, maybe slight edge towards Canada. Defense, same thing, about even, maybe slight edge towards Canada. But goaltending is a decent size edge for Team USA. That being said, Joe, what do we say about Hellebuck? All right? Great during the regular season. He's choked during the playoffs for the Winnipeg Jets. There are other guys here. Maybe the same thing happens during this tournament. He chokes when it matters, when they're going for the gold here. So there is something to be wary about for Hellebuck and Team USA.
Yeah, I think it's going to be fun to watch it. It kicks off here tonight. The puck will drop at 8 o'clock there, George. Looking forward to seeing how this plays. Enjoy the game, George. We'll see you again as Game by Time Decisions continues on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back in Game Time Decisions here on the Sports Grid Network. I'm Joe Ranieri. As we close out this hour together, a quick update in college basketball as the Johnnies, Rick Pitino and St. John's, goes into the break, and it looks like, well, they're in a heated game right now with Villanova, and it looks like Villanova will take a two-point lead into the break, 34-32. Villanova playing at home. On top by a bucket. We'll have much more on that game next hour here as they get ready for the second half. But in the meantime, loaded slate of NBA action. No better time to check out what's happening with Joe Maddon and Tom Vecchio for a little Sports Millions Pick'em tonight. What do you guys got for us?
Happy Wednesday, everyone. It's time to jump into our Sports Millions Pick'ems. Tom, let's turn back to the hardwood. What do you have for us today?
Yeah, let's jump in. I want to keep things super simple today, and let's go to Tyrese Maxey, higher than 29.5 points. I know that's a big line for him. He's coming off of, let's just call it, a bad performance last night for a couple of reasons. He shot 1 of 9 from the field. We just know that's bad, but also only 9 field goal attempts. That's far lower than the 21 he averages on the season. Easy matchup going up against the Nets. We also have this news with Joel Embiid saying that he's not sure if he's going to play. He also is not sure if he's going to need another knee surgery. So at this point in the season, considering where the 76ers are in the standings, it's really time to completely turn the entire offense over to Tyrese Maxey. Doesn't matter about Embiid, doesn't matter about Paul George. It is Maxey's offense moving forward again. 1 of 9 last night. He averaged 29 points in January. He's averaging 28 points in February. I expect this as a full bounce back spot going up against the Nets.
Okay, that's a great place to go with your Sports Million Pick'ems. I'm going to turn to the matchup here between the LA Lakers and the Utah Jazz. Now, I'm isolating Austin Reeves out here. I love his ability to sink those balls from deep, and we've got a number of 2.5. I will take that to the higher than 2.5 made threes in this matchup. We look at Austin Reeves, and he is coming out nice and strong. He's shooting on the arc 36.7% of the time, and when we look at him in his last couple of games out there, he's been able to go higher than 2.5 threes in 5 of his last 6. His only performance that he did not go over this number was when he faced the Golden State Warriors, when he threw up 9 and was able to not sink a single one of those. I'm looking for a strong performance out of him tonight. I will lock in Austin Reeves higher than 2.5 made threes, Tom.
We got one more NBA slate tomorrow. We'll turn to some college over the next few days. We are coming up on the NBA All-Star break as well. We'll be back next week with some more basketball.
We'll see you guys next week with more basketball.
All right, we appreciate that, Joe. But don't forget, plenty more going on tonight, and we could have ourselves a little NBA blitz'em tonight.
Enjoy Sports Millions Pick'ems, but hate making the picks yourself? Well, Sports Millions has you covered. Head on over and play Sports Millions Blitz'em right now and let the computer do the work. Go to sportsmillions.com/blitz'em to be able to win big prizes without having to make a single pick yourself. That's sportsmillions.com/blitz'em.
Love it. All right. Much more to get to here tonight as we get ready for a loaded slate in the association. We do have a couple of updates as far as players who are in and not playing tonight. And it does appear as if Miami will have Tyler Hero available to him against OKC. They will not have Terry Rozier. He has been ruled out. We also know that Drew Holiday not playing for Boston, neither is Jaylen Brown. And we are seeing that line start to crash here a little bit. The total in that game starting to come down, which I'm still a little head scratching over, given the fact that Drew Holiday is your best perimeter defender. I'm not quite sure how that hurts the offense of San Antonio. So I think I might take the 8, 8.5 points in this one, where the Celtics will likely look to get to the All-Star break here and breathe a little bit, get everyone healthy, while the Spurs, well, they got some work to do if they're going to make this play-in tournament. And I definitely think they're going to treat this game very seriously here tonight. And it's a good test for this new look Spurs team. I'll take the 8, 8.5 points, maybe even sprinkle a little on the money line for San Antonio. And that game is coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Also, keep in mind, we have Anthony Edwards in for Minnesota, Dame Lillard out for Milwaukee tonight. That is huge, given the fact that Giannis already is going to miss some time here. So that line is starting to move. We'll have an update across the board, another hour of Game Time Decisions coming up next here on the...